piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
I am John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And
we're the food guys.
We've been talking about the great debate that occurred in nutrition in the United States, particularly around 1965 to 1975, that established the notion that the problem that precipitated heart disease, diabetes 2, and stuff like that was related to fats rather than sugars.
I don't even think sugars came under the discussion here. They should have. We were advised to eat a low-fat diet, no more than 30% of calories from fat, preferably not saturated, but using monounsaturated oils like olive oil and polyunsaturated oils. Now, with more recent evidence from Robert Lustig and his colleagues, it turns out that maybe everything was wrong, that sugar was the culprit, and that the data weren't looked at properly over 30 years ago. But there were two men who had opposing viewpoints way back when. One was Ansel Keys, who became very famous for K rations that he developed during World War II, and Yudkin, John Yudkin, who was a physiologist in England. Yudkin had the evidence to show that it was sugar that was the culprit in causing heart disease, whereas Ansel Keys, in his analysis, said that it was fats. Ansel Keys had made a study of seven different cultures, didn't he?
Yeah, he had done a survey of national cuisines, and he had hit upon seven nations, as he called it, the seven nations theory. You have high incidence of heart disease in one group and low incidence of heart disease in another group. And the one he put his finger on was the Japanese culture. It had a very low rate of heart disease and also a very low rate of fat consumption. Also, the Mediterranean diet, which he sort of identified and expanded upon. He was rather fond of Italy. He lived in Italy for quite a long time up until his death. The man lived to be 100 years old. He was a genius.
He was.
But he neglected to see that one of the key features of both those cuisines was that they were very low in sugar. He
what?
Just pushed it aside. Apparently, he had some kind of antipathy for John Yudkin himself. The two had been bitter opponents at one time.
They bitterly disliked each other. Of course, once you have that kind of personal animosity, it makes it very difficult to see the other person's point of view or to look at the data in any kind of objective way. And Yudkin was the one who postulated through his studies that it was actually sugar, especially fructose, that was really the culprit.
What it comes down to is that Keys won the day. And for the last 40 years in American culture, we've focused almost exclusively on fat as the culprit in our diets. But it turns out that the tide is turning.
Because the research in many different laboratories is showing that we really need to pay much more attention to sugar, that fructose is the culprit. It goes to the liver and gets converted to fat and changes all kinds of metabolic pathways within the liver that can lead to manifestation of heart disease. The new book by Robert Lustig, which came out in 2012, called Fat Chance, Beating the Odds Against Sugar, Processed Food, Obesity, and Disease. There is a terrific video of Robert Lustig delivering a lecture on this topic. It's a 1.5-hour lecture. It's on YouTube. It has had over 3 million views.
Including me.
It's really an enthralling lecture. It's done incredibly well. Really lovely graphics.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a wonderful speaker. Robert Lustig, L-U-S-T-I-G.
Basically, Lustig says, Yudkin was right.
Yudkin's book, which has a great title, came out in 1972, and then he revised it in 86, and now there's a 2012 edition, but the information did not change from 1986.
No.
There's an introduction by Robert Lustig. And Yudkin's book, Y-U-D-K-I-N, is called Pure, White, and Deadly. And he's
beautiful.
Talking about sugar, folks. Read both these books to get a very clear picture of what is going on in your body when you eat too much sugar.
it's interesting to reflect on how these things have changed. Keyes, we must remember, was a bona fide genius. He really was. He had a huge impact on our understanding of nutrition, and so did Yudkin. As it turns out, this debate finally is coming around to Yudkin's side of the argument.
Right.
We're bound to see huge impact in the coming days. I'm sure we'll talk about him next time you come back to
The Food Guys.
Breakfast.